USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are expected to spend a record-tying $37 billion on back-to-school supplies this year. The National Retail Federation says that'll match last year's record high. The group's annual survey showing families with children in grades K through 12 plan to spend an average of $864 on school items. Multiple Democratic lawmakers are among those arrested at a pro-abortion rally outside the Capitol. Those taken into custody by police were Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, Veronica Escobar, Ayanna Pressley, Jackie Speier, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Capitol Police reporting a total of 16 lawmakers were arrested. The Henderson, Nevada Fire Department says a fire has been put out at the Hoover Dam in Nevada after an explosion happened this morning. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The Senate is expected to vote on the CHIPS Act this week. The bill aims to decrease the United States' dependence on China's supply of semiconductor chips by ramping up domestic production. On Capitol Hill, Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says discussions on the bill are going well.
I think that the House product was the superior product, and I think as best we can adhere to it, we should.
The chips are used in both military and civilian technology, and Senator Cornyn says the legislators recently discussed how the issues affect national security. The defense in the Parkland, Florida school shooting trial is requesting that jurors ignore Nicholas Cruz's behavior in court. That request came as the prosecution called the student who spoke to Cruz before he killed 17 people at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. Cruz sitting in court with his head down while the student testified. USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Big banks and investment firms are releasing their earnings figures.
Easy money for America's biggest banks with policies that made the COVID era a major windfall on Wall Street has come to a close. Interest rates have surged this year, rapidly changing the financial markets and slowing them down. Bank of America, Goldman, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, and Morgan Stanley have all severely missed their second quarter earnings report over the past week. Financial experts are seeing tougher times ahead for big banks. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Parents and community members are calling for law enforcement officers in Uvalde, Texas, to resign over their actions during the mass shooting that killed 21 people at Robb Elementary School. Polk County, Florida Sheriff Grady Judd says he trains officers to take appropriate action during active shooting threats.
What you saw in Uvalde, Texas is not different than what you would experience in most jurisdictions, most school districts across the United States if the same thing were to happen again today.
A home run derby could settle tonight's All-Star game. The league announced that if the game is tied after 9 innings, then it will be settled by a home run contest. First pitch for the game at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles is set for just after 8 p.m. on Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.